and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Trump's choice for defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, is facing renewed scrutiny over allegations of financial and sexual misconduct and drunken episodes. Still, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he'd vote in favor of confirmation.
I've looked at all the personal stuff, and again, I've known him for a long time. There's not going to be anything to this at the end of the day.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
CBS News has confirmed the Army veteran and Fox News host was forced to step down as head of the nonprofit Concerned Veterans for America in 2016. The group's founders, billionaire Republican donors Charles and David Koch, pushed Hegseth out after staffers accused him of financial mismanagement, sexual misconduct, and repeated intoxication.
Hegseth denies the allegations. Backlash growing over President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter to spare him likely prison time for gun and tax convictions. Lawmakers from both parties are critical, including Maine's GOP Senator Susan Collins and Virginia Democrat Mark Warner.
His decision further undermines the public's confidence in our judicial system.
Disappointed in terms of the signal it sends to faith in our American system.
Bitter cold and snow are still gripping the Midwest and Northeast. Shane Learned is still digging out for more than 5 feet in Barnes Corners, New York.
Getting this much all at once, it's been the hardest part because when the plow goes by, the stuff at the end of the road is all hard packed and heavy, and that's where we have the most trouble.
Customs surveillance video shows a Hawaiian woman who disappeared after she landed in L.A. 3 weeks ago, walked across the Mexican border with her luggage. Police Chief Jim McDonald.
To date, the investigation has not uncovered any evidence that Kobayashi is being trafficked or is the victim of foul play. She is also not a suspect in any criminal activity.
The Labor Department says it's taken action against one of the largest pork processors in the country after investigators found nearly a dozen children working overnight shifts at Seaboard Triumph Foods in Sioux Falls, Iowa. They were allegedly using corrosive cleaners to sanitize equipment like head splitters. We'll get the final numbers on Cyber Monday spending later this morning. We already know about the hottest sellers. Adobe Analytics, Vivek Pandia.
Televisions, electronics, we've seen the video games like Zelda, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, NBA 2K5. Many of those are performing well.
S&P futures up too. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy flurries. We'll stay in the 20s through the morning, but temperatures will drop sharply by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we discuss, how the heck do we evaluate if the Donald Trump 2.0 presidency is a success? I'd like to hear from you, MAGA voters. Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabe.
All right, so Lee has chimed in again.
Lee, what do you got?
He says, Jane was the lady that Hot Frosty pushed her car out of the snowbank. So that's who Lauren Holly played.
Lee, thank you so much. And she's also the woman who was in Dumb and Dumber. I had no idea.
Picket Fences, Dumb and Dumber, What Women Want, I remember. She was a finalist for Desperate Housewives, too, because right after she was in The Godfather of Green Bay in Marinette, where she spent like a week, probably
with
the
you.
Best week of her life. Or she couldn't wait to get out of there.
Maybe that's where the inspiration for Hot Frosty came from when she was in Marinette.
Probably.
You know what? If you look at the guy who plays Hot Frosty and you look at Pete Schwabe and you think back maybe what? How many years ago was
Six
that?
6 months
movie?
Ago.
It could be you.
It's all coming 2004, together.
It was a while ago.
Kind of the Things longer hair, little wavy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had an ab roller back then, and I used to blast my quads
Shake
on
weight.
A regular basis.
Shake weight. Oh, he was not... doing other things with the shake weight, okay?
It kept me busy. What's a wonderful diversion. Or a,
what's Schwabe doing?
Doing the shake weight.
Well, Lee, thank you.
Nothing weird.
Now cleared up. Yeah, so Hot Frosty was doing a roof, and she was driving by, and she went to the snowbank looking at his naked, half-naked body.
That's pretty good. And Laura, she's up there on the IMDb. She must be in something else right now because that's huge. 113.
That's a big, big rating. I don't know. Maybe it is Hot Frosty.
Could be. Well, it's a hot movie. It's a hot movie. It's a very current movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. We wanted to, before we moved on, you have the rum and vodka, the Bark and Blue event.
Yep, with Paradise North coming up on December 12th. And also want to give a big special thank you to the Green Bay Rum Society, who is helping with some cost for this event. So
very nice.
Thank you, Green Bay Rum Society. And the vodka and rum will be launched that night and only available there. We're not up for distribution this year. So if you're looking to get some of that, come to that event that night and it'll be a great stocking stuffer. I mean, really, even though you don't drink it, you could still buy some for someone. Todd would love that.
I think I know what I'm getting, Todd.
Absolutely.
I bought some non-alcoholic whiskey about 2 weeks ago.
I bet that
Tell
was
me
good.
About how delicious that was.
You know, it's all natural. And the fact that I'm starting there means they've got a ways to go before they move. Yeah. It needs more of a burn a little bit, but it's like, it's just nice to sip something, but it's still not the same as whiskey. I do miss whiskey. I miss the first
trying.
Few sips of whiskey. Yeah. Who's trying? Do you know of someone who has a good non-alcoholic?
No, but Tom is listening from Paradise North right now. So, Tom, there's a market for non-alcoholic.
I think
just
so,
give it the
Tom.
Burn.
And the stuff I bought is like $30 a bottle. It's like more than Tullamore Dew. And I
feel like you got ripped off.
Well,
it's really hard to get drunk off of it, I guess is what I'm saying. Like the non-alcoholic whiskey. I drink like 4 bottles. But there is a beer called Blue Moon that they make a non-alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And you put the orange in there, you don't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, it's really
but
good.
See,
I'm not a beer
drinker.
But think
about how
either.
Long, there's like 25 years there's been non-alcoholic beer on the market. So they finally perfected that.
Right.
We might need a little ways to go before we get to the whiskey. Sorry, Pete.
Hey, we're really partying here.
I love that you're
about
trying
non-alcoholic refreshments.
Back in his day, when he was hot frosty, he'd be drinking the real stuff up on the roof.
His little hot toddies.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could drink back then. I could drink till 3 o'clock in the morning, just whiskey, and then get up at 6
and be like,
"Let's do this!" Like, because you got so much life in you.
Oh, you do.
At that
Give me
age.
Some Cheetos and a Mountain Dew.
And
let's
now
go.
You can't even eat a burrito.
I ate a burrito today, and I was like, ooh, "Oh my god, heartburn. I think I'm gonna die."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was delicious, but I just had a heartburn. You get heartburn?
It's starting a little bit.
Starting
some things. Yeah,
what about
gotta be careful.
Is that a personal question?
But the topics on this show have just downgraded to like what Mino and the mayor talk about in the morning.
You're welcome.
And yeah.
Are we at their level?
Oh my gosh.
Oh dear.
Okay. Yeah,
steer clear.
We talk
up.
About dogs and alcohol in the same thing, which I think is great. So what's great about these people is that, you know, like your sponsors, they don't even need, they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
Because they believe in these police officers and helping them out. So thank you so very much for that.
That's so cool. So tell us what is going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. You must have a ton of stuff coming up.
We do. The holidays are a big time for us. So of course, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So anyone out there listening who has a non-for-profit, tomorrow is a day to just give them a little extra financial gift for the holiday season. So we, as part of that, we do a give back day where we're doing a free event for families that are of lower social economical areas to come in for free and be able to eat for free. And we actually have the police department come in and help serve food. Santa will be there. The AJ and Gabby Dillon Family Foundation is sponsoring the evening. And actually, they have donated $5,000 to the museum and are looking, they will donate up to $5,000 to the museum in matching. So if you donate to the Children's Museum tomorrow, your money could double. So please consider a donation to that.
That's pretty. Wouldn't you love to be in a position where you could double someone's contribution?
It's like such a beautiful gift when people can do that. Yeah. So be watching for those donations tomorrow with Giving Tuesday. We're excited about that. Of course, we have a Breakfast with Santa coming up. That is like for all families at Mackinac's. And that's the second Saturday in December. There's still tickets available to that. And that's just kind of a Christmas exploded type event at Mackinac. Right. So you walk up and there's reindeer and it's a log cabin and there's Santa and there's elves and there's cookie decorating and gingerbread and hot chocolate and all of the things.
So you're so like, you got your finger on the pulse. You're doing all this stuff. Do you find it's easier just to stay in that type A mode and keep going from the Bark and Blue event to your day gig at the, and you're also tied into what's going on in the community. What are some of your favorite events around here at Christmas time?
Well, one of them I actually got to do last night is going to the Union Hotel, which is in De Pere, and they do a carolers night. So they have vintage, they're today people clearly, but they're dressed in vintage clothing and they go table to table and sing Christmas carols, and it's absolutely beautiful. And they have an old nostalgic tree there with all of the old ornaments. It is stunning. It is a must do during the holidays for
me. That's so fun.
Also like to go and take in a show at Let Me Be Frank Productions. They have their Christmas show, which
I'm
is
going.
Always fan. When are you going?
December 21st. My whole family, Frank, last time he was here, he's like,
you have to
come out and we're going to go. And I can't wait.
It's funny and beautiful.
Yeah.
And like they just there's so much talent here with that. Also, I know the holiday jubilee is going on over at Lambeau Field. The Green Bay Packers do a really good job in the Titletown district where you can sled on Aaron's Hill and you can skate. I think it's Hy-Vee Plaza is what they're calling that. Go ice skating.
Is that Aaron Rodgers Hill?
No. Oh, no. Okay. Aaron's like the snow thrower hill over there. They also do a free show on the side of Lambeau Field that's really spectacular to watch.
Wow.
So you can do that. I'm trying to think. The Malva Center, which is new in De Pere, also they are new this season showing old classic movies on their screens that they have there.
Oh,
so
where is this?
They're doing
the
Malva Center. So they're showing It's a Wonderful Life. So I'm hoping to get tickets to go see that. is always awesome. The Botanical Gardens, Pete, always has those beautiful Garden of Lights where you can go out and see.
Yeah.
And these, and most of these events for these places, Pete, are fundraisers. So when you're giving the money to do these things and make family traditions, you're also helping nonprofits out when you do that. And I really, really love that.
Yeah.
The National Railroad Museum has their Festival of Trees where they invite other organizations to come in and decorate Christmas trees among the trains. Stunning. Gorgeous. Must do during the holiday season. And of course, if you are able, please give blood this holiday season and go ring those bells for the Salvation Army. Just do those as a family and start that young. It's
fun.
That's
really cool. Wow, yeah. Look at you. I mean, I feel very subpar right now. Like, I need to do more in my community.
I was going to say this off the air, but I'll say it on the air. She's just one of those people, Heather, you just are. You support so much in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you for doing that.
You're like a multiplier. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you that these people are doing such amazing things. And I mean, selfishly also, Todd, fit that into my life. So it's not just me like being a good person. It's a, hey, if you're in a relationship, we have a date night once a week. How can we maximize our date night and give back to something else and support something else in our community? So it's
one word, swinging.
Okay.
What?
Have you thought about, as a fundraiser, it's for a good cause. You said, how can we maximize our date night? Was I out of line there? Was that?
You took that in a different direction. You got off on the off-ramp there.
She was just about to say the churches that are involved behind this.
Yes. No, there's
Wow.
Magical singers at the church. No, I'm just kidding.
Bottom line, I'm blown away by...
It's Pete backing up from his comments.
That's just here in Brown County of things in Green Bay that I'm doing. So I know other communities have these really cool things. EAA, Todd, has a festival of lights down there.
Very nice, yeah.
Just Google it. Look at what's going on and go support those things. And again, make those traditions with your family.
You need like a website, a local website that you kind of direct people to, I think, whether they want to make charitable contributions or fundraise. I mean, you're like that tied in, Heather, that you should have something like that.
I try to be. Okay. Well, in my free time, Pete.
Yeah, right. After saving the world from everything, Heather Heil has her own podcast called Hey Heather.
Blog. You need a blog.
And there's going to be sound effects.
Do you have a ghost story for us, Todd? Do you have
something we
can do on Washington here?
I don't know that they do them during the holiday season, but there are a lot of buildings downtown that are haunted. St. Brendan's Inn, the Bell Inn Building.
The National Railroad Museum.
Captain's Walk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why did you say it like that? What happened?
Oh, like that's where, and you've had my friend in here, Charles.
Yeah, he's great.
He does his tours out of Captain's Walk, and you go in their basement there, and your little ectometers go, they go crazy.
I've never heard of an ectometer, but.
Yeah, you've watched Ghostbusters, the little thing.
But Todd is the guy, because Todd is like, has a healthy skepticism, but also a lot of knowledge. And like, I had a guest on one night, and Todd's like, I've never heard of that camera.
A word about the Meyer Theater. Did you not talk to Matt Gable and his ghost story?
Yeah, he was great too.
You know, that place has got to be. It's got to be. All theaters like that have to be.
You know what? Also, you talked earlier about small towns having these great theaters.
Yeah.
I feel like all of them are haunted, and we really need to support those local theaters, too, because they're just so cool.
Our comedian, Kevin, coming on next, is doing a tour of small towns in Wisconsin. I find that fascinating. So we'll talk about that, too, and we'll try to freak him out.
Yeah.
Maybe tell him.
See, you should do some ghost stories with that. Yeah.
This is so much fun. You're welcome to hang around, but you do what you want to do. All right. Heather Heil is here.
Not.
Maybe she'll be here when we come back. Maybe not. I don't know. I do know Kevin Callum, comedian, will be here to talk about a really cool tour he is doing through Wisconsin. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wisc.org. WAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a lot of dancing going on here. I love it. There's not usually this much. Conrad,
good tune.
He knows the two-step, and he's kind of a rumba guy. But he doesn't do what?
No, where is Conrad? He just doesn't show up,
Heather,
on a Tuesday.
I don't know.
Todd, I love seeing you. Don't get me wrong.
I think that he would dance if there were fewer clothing items that he was wearing. I think he likes to dance in the nude.
Wait a minute. I can't make a joke about swingers, but you make a joke about Conrad dancing in the nude, which is something I don't need to think about.
Talk about hot frosty. And
I'm vulnerable, Todd.
Don't watch it.
All right. We're going to
look away.
A few texts here before we bring in our next guest. Steady Eddie checking in. Pete and Todd. I hate it when celebrities cash in. I hate it when movie stars, politicians, sports heroes trade in their celebrity for cash. Though, like you, I did like the Betty White commercials.
See?
That was funny.
Yeah.
I'm especially quietly outraged that Tom Brady is being paid $37.5 million a year for 10 years to be an NFL commentator. Really, he says. To me, that is crazy. He ain't that great. I yell at the TV every time I hear his voice and see his face on my television.
Arr!
Pete, I may be a little hangry right now in need of a Snickers bar. Oh, you need a four-piece McNuggets, as Brian Cox would say. Thank you, Steadfast Edward. Always great to hear from you. And then Lee, we already read this, right? That Lauren Holly was Jane, the lady that pushed for us.
Yep,
okay,
we got that.
Thank you, Lee. Anna says, Pete, Lauren Holly was also married to Jim Carrey for a short time.
Yes.
She actually told me a couple stories about that.
I can only imagine.
On our movie set. And she, he sounds like, I don't know, I like Jim Carrey, so... they weren't terrible stories either, but Bridget from the 818 says, I'm not a huge fan of actors in commercials, but I get it. They're developing their financial stability. Wow.
Well, that was a high road.
Celebrity apologist Bridget from the 818.
Again, I'm going to stand firm with it's the Betty White role, it's a Betty White role. It doesn't work any other way. So,
agreed.
And I did like, who did the Doritos? Jay Leno. Like, I like.
Did you like that?
I did like that. I just feel like some of them are really pretty perfect, but it needs to be a very specific role for an actor, not just going, hey, Kathy Griffin, you want to sling some Pedialyte? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
But if she loves the product, or if it's you do, I'm fine with that. But Jay Leno and Doritos, and maybe he loved Doritos. I don't know. I found those.
I think
those
he probably did.
Probably.
I feel like
I don't like him anyway. So I stopped eating Doritos at that point.
What?
I was done. I went to Funyuns.
I love Funyuns. Yes,
no, he's such a sellout. His favorite were Tostitos, but he signed with Doritos. So that's
drama with the chip industry.
I'm telling you.
Who knew?
Lee from De Pere says Magna PI doing reverse mortgages commercials irritates. Yeah, that's a bad one. Oh, Lee is on fire tonight. Thank you, Lee.
Lee is on fire.
So Heather's hanging out for a little longer. Yeah. Great to have her in the studio.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to move on to our next guest here who has been nice enough to join us over the stream. He is a comedian and going to talk about a really cool tour he's doing with a couple other comedians here in Wisconsin. Kevin Kellum joins us now. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, no, we also have James Fisher too.
And
Jr.
James Fisher.
Hey. How you doing?
James Fisher Jr.
My mom left her headband of Thanksgiving, so it's mine now.
Yeah, it is. You rock that. Own it.
What else did she leave behind? Just as long as it stops there, James, I'm fine with it.
Dude, I can't find anything. Like, she moves everything in my house to where she knows where it is. Now my clothes are going to be wrinkled because I can't find my iron. It's just gone now.
James, you must not be married. It's kind of what we do as women. We just move stuff around. It's a game that we play.
but kudos to you for still using an iron. Most people don't, as I
will attest. I mean, you got to look good.
Guys, this is great to have both of you. Thank you for being here tonight. Tell us about Kevin. Let's start with you. Tell us about the I had it up here. Now I've lost it. The Odd. I love this title. The Odd Thruple Comedy Tour.
Yeah, so we, James and I and our friends, who's a very, very tall Amazon, just I believe the term is a tall drink of water, Tini Yukana, she was a big hit on the Kill Tony podcast. Maybe not a hot hit with the civic media crowd, but certainly has been able to stand out on her own. And we kind of like when we did this show together, way up there, all way up there, all by the Yulp, right up there. Where the accents are thick and they are just angry they can't ice fish in July, like that type of crowd.
Right.
So we went up to Wausaukee, Wisconsin, and we played this room and we had such a good time and we were booked and we were on the flyer. But when we came into the room, it was comedy comes to Wausaukee, right?
Yeah.
It was a small town that really wanted live entertainment. They wanted live entertainment from a big city to come to them. And that's been like the bedrock of like cool punk rock bands. Play the small rooms, work you up to the big ones. And it's kind of still where we are. Like, we play big rooms in Chicago, play Zanies and Laugh Factory.
Nice.
But then we have a weekend, we're like, I'm not booked. What do you want to do? James is like, want to go to Wausaukee? I was like, we're like, all right. And we got a hold of the great Ryan Bruno Leishman, who books some great rooms all across Wisconsin, Peshtigo. He does great fundraisers, does live pro wrestling. I'm a big pro wrestling geek. And he's like, I'll get you in this room. It's a weird crowd. He told me it was a weird crowd. And we get there, James, and this was weirder than weird. And these were people that were very much waiting for live entertainment for a long, long time. And we're drinking like they were at the Woodstock of comedy 2 hours before we got there.
Oh, no.
And I did twice as much time as I was supposed to. And James, I think you performed 45 minutes, but like 5 minutes of it was material, just riffing.
Five was material. And
it was just, it was wild. And they were like, an aggressive crowd, but they didn't know like if they were disruptive or anything like that. But we loved it. Like when we were in the thick of it, we were like, this is awesome. And we went to the promoter and we're like, is this weird for them? They're like, yeah, they think you guys are just out there. They've never met people like this. It's a guy like who looks like me, who looks like he could be from the town. James is the only black man we've seen for 3 hours before we got to the show.
And they kept saying, the cook is black. I never saw a cook. I never saw food. What do you mean?
Hey, Wausaukee, that's my hood. I live like 30 minutes from there. So how did those shows go there? Obviously, it led to this tour you guys are doing, but was it a good, was it a good show?
It was one show, but it's one of the most memorable shows I've ever done because we just thought when we came in, there's a ton of people. They're all maybe a little bit overserved, but they're having a great time. They all came here. They're having a good time. We know what Wisconsin is like in the summer. I've been there. I had a good time. And they're here for a show. So we got to give them a show. We're like, they're really rowdy. And they were rowdy the whole time, but it was like, James, it was like fun. It was like a fun challenge to do it. Like, and they embraced this, and then they immediately said, "You're coming to the bar next door." And we didn't pay for a drink. James, we didn't have anywhere to stay that night.
Yes, we didn't have anywhere to stay. And then a guy just randomly was like, "Oh, you can stay at my farmhouse." And I don't know this guy. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
No.
I'm
like,
I go look at the house. I tell Tina, I said, "Stay in the car. If you hear me scream or a loud noise, pull off. My mom needs to know what happened to me."
All right. We got Kevin Kellum and James Fisher Jr. here. We're going to do a quick news thing here. Award-winning news, if you will, from Civic Media. And then we'll be back to talk more comedy with these guys. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight, joined by Heather Heil in studio on the Civic Media Radio Network. You'll always ask what it's all about. Don't listen to my replies. You say to me, I don't talk enough. But when I do, I'm a fool. These times I spent, I've realized.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary is gaining support in the Senate despite new concerns over past allegations of financial and sexual misconduct. Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville.
We had a good meeting. I've known Pete for a while. He's going to be a great secretary of defense.
Pete Hegseth. Snow totals approaching 6 feet in parts of the Great Lakes region. CBS's Rob Marciano is just south of Buffalo, New York.
Another foot or two is possible. It's not even the middle of winter, and it certainly looks like that in these areas.
L.A. police say custom surveillance video shows a missing Hawaiian woman, Hannah Kobayashi, walking across the Mexican border. Chief Jim McDonald.
She was alone with her luggage and appeared unharmed. At this time, Kobayashi's case has been classified as a voluntary missing person.
Investigators say she'd expressed a desire to step away from modern connectivity. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a bit warmer today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight becoming breezy with steady temperatures, and then tomorrow windy flurries. Will stay in the 20s through the morning, but temperatures will drop sharply by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to this Monday after Thanksgiving edition of Nightlight. I am Pete Schwamba, and we are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. Brent checks in on the stream and says, booze and dogs, nothing better.
I'm here for you. Yes. I'm here for the people. You're I bring speaking, it all together. And live music. Don't forget the live
speaking
music.
Heather's language. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night on the show, comedian and TV host Mike Toomey will be here talking about a comedy special he has down in Southeast Wisconsin every year. Is the 10th anniversary. And then our old pal Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology.com will be here. So fun show tomorrow night as well.
And I would just like to wish you a happy 1 year anniversary on Wednesday.
Much.
I think that that's amazing.
2 days early. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I didn't think it was going to last this long. Just being honest.
You made it, dude. Yeah. Woo!
Pete is just so remedial. I can't believe he...
Really? They give this guy a show?
Mm-hmm. Right? He's trying to get fired. That's why
I
you brought me in tonight.
I couldn't have done it without both of you.
The finish line. Yeah.
Damn right.
It's that kind of support that makes a guy feel all warm inside. All right. We are going to keep moving along here. We've got two very funny guys on the show right now who are promoting the Odd Thruple Comedy Tour. And it's coming through my hometown. You guys, Kevin Kellum and James Fisher Jr. are on the stream right now. You're going to be going through Marinette this Friday. I cannot believe it. That's where I live. And you're going to knock the roof off the dump, right? As they say.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to come in there like a couple of fibs and just flip the whole town upside down.
Yes.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to put a thread out to every city on the tour. We're taking all of the beer, all the New Glarus specifically, the beer that is specific to Wisconsin.
Take it back to Chicago.
And we're going to bring it right over the border of Kenosha. And we're going to dump out every bottle individually right when we pass the border.
It's a waste of money. Don't do that.
How do you do it?
It's like total aberrant behavior.
I'm trying to get attention. This is the modern age. I'm rage baiting them into the tour. Don't you know how people get elected for office now? You got to make people angry to get people to come in. James, come on. Play the game, buddy.
My bad. We're pouring all the beer. I'm drinking some of it. Come on, man.
You got to drink. You don't want your crowd to show up that angry, do you?
No, I don't. I'm being silly.
I know.
I was telling someone that I was going to buy new Glarus and bring it back, as we do when we go to Wisconsin every time. And everyone said, don't you do that. Don't you. Like, they were like, when Milwaukee comic was giving me a gripe about it.
Yes, you're friends with Greg Bach, right? Who is another civic
great
media person.
He's who's great. Just a pillar of comedy in Milwaukee. With the Laughing Tap there, and I've played there. James, I know you've done some stuff there. So it's just a fantastic community of comedy across the Midwest. It kind of gets interconnected. Yeah. You end up having a beer with somebody at some point, and they're like, a year and a half later, you're in a car with them. Look at that. Oh, it's Jason joining us. The adorable dog, Jason.
I don't want to say James is upstaging you, but he's doing this to get Heather's heart because she's doing her
hook, line, and sinker.
Introduce us to this this pet here, James.
This is Jason. He's a teacup Yorkie, and he's 4, and he badly needs a haircut, don't you, buddy?
Oh, you are a handsome fellow.
Is he funny? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Is he?
He's hilarious, and people like him more than me. Every time we post a video, his does thousands of views. Just me, one. And that one is my mom. She loves me.
All right, so tell us more. What other cities are you guys hitting on this tour, and where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets if you go to either one of our Instagrams. You can follow James Fisher Jr. as well. If he doesn't have the link up there, I'll hack him like a Russian and make sure it's in his profile. And then you can also follow me on Instagram at KevKellum6. The link is there. If you just search Odd Thruple Comedy Tour, it'll pop up on Facebook as well. Shout out to Ryan Bruno Leishman, who put this tour together for us. He booked all of the shows and put them together. If you search Under the Lights Entertainment on Facebook, it'll pop up there as well. Thursday night, we're going to be at Layman's Brewing in West Ellis, Wisconsin, right outside of Milwaukee. Friday night, we're going to be at the Lodge on Main in Marinette.
Yeah.
I spelled it correctly. Hopefully I said it correctly.
Get down on it. Get down on it. All right.
And then Saturday the 7th, we're going to be just north of Green Bay at the Nuff Noshery in Abrams. And then on Sunday, we're going to be on, no conflict with football that day. We're going to be at Door County Gala in Sturgeon Bay. So that is an early show that starts at 5:30 if you're trying to make your Sunday feel a little bit like a Saturday. So all those shows, all the tickets available, come on out. It's going to be a great time. If you enjoy a Netflix stand-up comedy show, I would say we were somewhat comparable.
What I love about this is you are doing smaller venues by design, correct?
Yeah, yeah. The idea, and if you come out, we'll have fun. If you come in, and like we're not opposed to like understanding what we are, that we're like lounge entertainers and that we're performing for a smaller room. If you come out and you tell us someone's birthday, yeah, we'll have fun with them. Just if you're gonna try and heckle, we're gonna put you down. we have no problem with that. Which is also part of the sport of what we do and the show of what we do. People always kind of want to try and turn a comedy show into themselves. They tried it in Wasaki and people loved how much we were rolling with it. And we had fun with that. And if you want us to make fun of one of your friends, yeah, just, you know, slip us a note with a beer attached to it. And maybe we'll sneak him in there and try and make a fun day out of it. You know?
Trying to get free beer out of the audience. I love it. Kevin Callum and James Fisher Jr. are my guests here on Nightlight. Heather Heil is hanging out after we talked about dogs. And there's kind of a theme here tonight. Todd Michaels is here. It's like a party. We're having a great time. You guys, tell me do you have cities you like to work more than other cities? I'm sure crowds are different. They take on personalities of their own. What are some of your favorite cities or clubs to work? Let's start with you, James.
I love San Francisco. Like, everybody goes to LA, but like San Francisco has a big DIY scene, the do-it-yourself shows and independently run shows. And it's just a town full of people who are just walking around looking for something to do. Mm-hmm. So it's San Francisco. I love going there. I want to go back sometime soon.
How different... James, you're from Louisville, and now you're in Chicago, and you like San Francisco. How are the crowds different between those three cities, if at all?
Chicago's similar, and there's always something to do, even when it's cold outside. Often comedy's better when it's cold because people are looking for something fun to do inside. So it's booming in the winter. Louisville, it's more of an event thing. Everybody's out during Kentucky Derby, like that week. Everybody's out the whole time and it's bumping. Any other time, it's just like it has to be like a special night. But when people come out in Louisville, it is still fun. It's just rare to get multiple nights like that in a row in Kentucky. Where in Chicago, you can do a show Monday through Friday and you can have a hot audience every night.
It's so funny you say that. That's where I started doing stand-up in the very early 90s. And there were guys that didn't want to work the road. They just stayed in Chicago because there was so much work there. You could work the whole year, make your living, and not leave town, which I found fascinating. Kevin, what about you? Do you have favorite clubs or cities to work?
Well, we're spoiled in Chicago. I mean, I have no problem saying that just because we're a big city. But I brought up Milwaukee earlier. And I always enjoy the challenge of going somewhere where no one knows who you are and winning them over. And I've done that in a handful of towns in northwestern Indiana, which is relatively a suburb of Chicago.
Right.
But you go there and they would just be like, we just want to see comedy come to us. And I like that. I like the idea of intersectionality and here's who I am. I have red blood like you. I have insecurities like you. I do a very emo type thing that is like I'm like a Weezer fan in my middle age, and I try and just like funnel that into comedy and be relatable. So when you go to like a place like Crown Point, Indiana, and you have people talking after the show, like we were in Wasaki, it's great. During the pandemic, in a very safe way, in the thick of it, Greg Bach and the Milwaukee Comedy Group put on the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. And we were doing shows for 25 people in these giant rooms spread out. This is pre-vaccine.
Wow.
So you were, you know, on a test protocol and all these different things. And there was, you know, a way to do it. And that was a club that launched with some funding from help and different fundraising. So you felt like you got to go out and support them. And we did the festival. And immediately at the end of the festival, they said, we will have you back next year to do the festival. Everybody that did it, they came out and did it. And there's only 12 of us. You know, is that a festival? At the time, it may as well be, right? You know, with the way the things were regulated at the time. So I'll always love doing Milwaukee.
That's a great comedy town.
And especially getting up into Wisconsin and doing some big shows and stuff like that. And also more of it is who I get to go and do the road with. I'm excited for the 4-hour car ride and a few quick trips that we can hit up along the way all the things that are truly Wisconsin. I want to find some ostrich jerky somewhere, you know, in a gas station. I want that stuff.
Pretty sure that sounded obscene. Todd, can we air that last comment? that sounds like, do you guys drive, all of you, in the same car? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. Oh, yeah. That's great. So tell me, both of you, if you would, just like you just did, what was the moment in each of your lives where you realized, I'm going to do this? I can do it. I think I'm funny enough. I'm getting on stage and I'm going to make a run at this.
I grew up singing and dancing and always performing. Mm. And my moment was when I went to an open mic and they couldn't plug my music in. So on a whim, I just did jokes and people laughed. And I was like, okay. All right. I guess I got to keep doing this. And that's how my comedy journey started. It was just a mistake.
Faulty engineering. What about you, Kev?
I never shut up as a kid. You know, I was a little kid and I would just do impressions of whatever was on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And that would be the night I could stay up late. I'm talking like a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm working radio now outside of this, doing comedy, never stopped talking. And there's a tape. We found a tape and I had to have it digitized down the hall from where I am and send it back to my dad. And it's me on with Richard Roper doing bits of, I was doing Phil Hartman's Frank Sinatra on the radio when I'm 11 years old. And that's 1996. And now I'm doing jokes somewhere with my friends in a car and I'm doing radio in Chicago. And I just kind of think I was always wanting to do something like this. I mean, even when I was a little kid, before I could ride a bike, I wanted to tell jokes.
Yeah. Do you guys have, all right, so you're December 6th at the Lodge on Main Street in Marinette. That's my hood. December 7th at the Nuff Noshery in Abrams, and Sunday in Door County Gala in Sturgeon Bay. So Are you guys clean? Do you work clean? Do you have to change that in small towns? Do people in small towns want you to be dirtier? I would imagine if they're a big drinking crowd, they don't really care.
Yeah. So in places where they don't have any other options for comedy, like they view it as a comedy club. So they come out to have fun, drink, and they kind of like you being dirtier, especially if the show is later. We can all work clean because in this business, you have to know how to.
Right.
But they want the dirty.
That's ironic. So does this show. Right?
Tonight it does. Yes,
tonight. Yes. Heather's fault. There.
The Federal Communications Commission thinks otherwise, yeah. Mr. Fisher.
That's right. This is a G-rated show, typically. So what about you? Same deal, Kevin. Do you typically work clean or do you base it on
the
crowd?
Thing is, because I work in radio, when I do stand-up, all I want to do is just be not dirty, but just aggressive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like I feel like this is the one band I play in, and then that's comedy is the other band I play in. Yeah, and I get to play a different vibe with that. When I do it. So I try to be a restrained good boy. And then James has seen me be a complete maniac on stage. I prefer to be a maniac every on stage, night. But I will. What, James?
That's every night you're a maniac on stage. I love it. You're screaming. It's great.
Yeah. It's very Metallica for what I'm going for. But no, I think on a Sunday night show at Door County 5:30, maybe it's a different crowd. You know, right. We'll play to the room. If you bring your mom, we're not going to make her feel like, you know, she has to, you know, double down on our medication in the middle of the show. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that'd be great to see, actually.
That might be a good show in itself, really.
I would love that.
I'm in.
Get the guy in the white shoes to...
Bring your pills! It's going to be a great time!
Woo!
All right, give me your Instagram or your social medias again, so if people want to get tickets, if they're listening, in Sturgeon Bay, Marinette, Abrams, where should they go to get tickets off your social media?
Go to Kevin's.
Yeah, you can follow mine. Mine is at KevKellum6 on Instagram. If you search Under the Lights on Facebook, if you go to these venues, likely we will have tickets day of. The ticket prices kind of vary just because we're working with each individual venue, but it's well worth it. If you come out, I guarantee we are going to give you a show you won't forget. We're comedians. I know I'm going to be doing this when I'm an old man, and I know I'm going to be working with comics who are going to break and do wonderful things. If you are on your third or fourth date, somebody and you don't know what to do at that point, this is the thing to do. This is not a first date thing. Third or fourth date, James, am I right? Because you kind of know the sense of the person. I think a good thing.
Yeah, you don't want to heckle to ruin a potential relationship, you know?
Right. No kidding. Especially if that's tonight, fourth date, I'm rounding second base. The last thing I need is these two guys.
It's very easy. It's a good way to, if you step on my punchline, I'll make sure you heckle your way back to first. You know
guys, best of luck with the tour. Thanks for being here tonight.
Weezer.
Check these guys out. It's going to be a great show. Marinette, West Allis, Sturgeon Bay, Abrams. It's all coming up. Safe travels and break a leg, guys.
Cheers.
All right.
Weezer. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
You got it. Kevin Callum and James Fisher Jr. We'll be back to wish a very special happy birthday next. And Heather will sing. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. December 1st, President Joe Biden pardoned his son Hunter, convicted on federal gun and drug charges. President-elect Trump recently nominated Charles Kushner, whom Trump pardoned for tax evasion and witness tampering, to become ambassador to France. How did presidential pardons evolve, and what are their limitations? Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution gives the president the authority to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Proposed by Alexander Hamilton, the Constitutional Convention debated whether the president could unilaterally pardon or whether approval was needed by the Senate. The U.S. Supreme Court later interpreted Section 2 as unilateral with broad powers but limited to federal offenses. Among the most controversial are President Andrew Johnson's pardon of Confederate President Jefferson Davis, and in recent times, President Gerald Ford's pardon of President Richard Nixon, both citing the need for reconciliation. Ballotpedia, using DOJ statistics, calculates there were 21,130 pardons and commutations from 1902 to 2024. Biden has now issued 26 pardons and clemencies, not including blanket clemency to 6,500 Americans convicted of simple marijuana possession. Trump pardoned 143 and gave clemency to 94 others. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That's Weezer. They sing Island in the Sun too, right?
Woo, woo. Yeah, they do.
That's a great
yeah,
tune.
I love, actually, Weezer is really underrated. Like, oh, yeah. That was a great call.
Are they the ones who, their lead singer died? Or is that Wilco? Or Linkin Park. Somebody, Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, yes.
Okay, I was like, I don't think anyone from Weezer is not with us.
What was that, the Carpenters? That was the, and in that case, too, she passed
Hold on,
away.
I got a whole bunch of...
Peter, Paul, and Mary? Yeah.
When it's so funny, like, sometimes people, like, you'd never admit you like the Carpenters.
Or, oh, I love the Carpenters.
Or, like, John Denver when you were younger. And now, I love, and I have no problem admitting, I love the Carpenters. Mm-hmm. I love John Denver. Jim Croce. I like all these guys that were, like, or girls that were just, like... Kind of, I don't know when they went into a lame phase where comics were always making jokes about the Carpenters or whatever, but they're crazy talented.
Well, 100%. Marty Robbins. Love Marty Robbins.
Mm-hmm. Hey, while we're on Marty Robbins, you watched the documentary about Yacht Rock, which is sweeping the nation. I get
heard
why.
About that.
Yeah. I did. Yes, there is a new documentary just came out on Friday night on HBO Max about this Yacht Rock phenomenon. And it was... really a fascinating documentary in the sense that basically Yacht Rock stemmed from Steely Dan. And I really have not been a Steely Dan fan ever, but after watching this, and then I was like, I asked my Alexa to play that band and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Steely Dan? That is. But, and now his name is escaping me.
Michael McDonald
yep.
was saying for them. So there was like the Wrecking Crew in the day that they brought in for studio time to play instruments. They also had a singing Wrecking Crew that Michael McDonald was on. So he was like with them and the Doobie Brothers and the lane that they used to create this Yacht Rock that wasn't cool.
Wow.
But yet it is cool. And now there's like Yachtly Crew, which is a tribute. Yeah. And we've seen, like, Dan
we
and
had
I
them
have
on
gone,
the show.
They're so good.
We had Yachtly Crew on.
Did you really?
Yeah. We had, they were, they're Southern California based, I believe. Yeah, we had the lead singer, I can't remember his name, but probably about 6 months ago, he was on the show.
And Epic has brought in, I believe it was Yachtly Crew, actually, that specific one, but they bring it in. If you have a chance to go see a Yacht Rock show, 100% go. And people wear captain's hat.
Yeah.
You are going to sing along to every song. Really good.
We had a guy that was in The Godfather of Green Bay, which it's the third time. It's come up a lot tonight.
I was just going to say.
I swear I'm not.
I know.
That's like Don Rickles saying that he knew Frank Sinatra. He said it at every show like five times.
But I feel like this is your sign that you need to produce another movie because I need to carry a watermelon. I need a watermelon scene, people.
I would write that in just for you because you've been such a trooper.
I carry a watermelon.
But the guy who plays the character is Chuck Martinelli in the film. Rob Martin, a Milwaukee actor who we found, turns out had an amazing voice and was part of a yacht rock band, one of the first ones in Wisconsin. They've since moved to Vegas. But Rob had a head injury. He's fine now. But that kind of messed up his time with the band. So they kind of moved on. But Rob has a phenomenal voice.
I've seen this band. I saw them in Milwaukee.
From Milwaukee?
Yep. And they talked about their Vegas residency. And
he started the band.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
They are fun. I like all that music. I love the Doobie Brothers. Do you know who Steely Dan drummer was?
No.
Todd, any guesses?
No, it was in that documentary, and I can't remember, though.
Who?
I'll give you a hint. Fletch.
Sorry.
Chevy Chase.
Shut up, really?
He was in Steely Dan.
He was in the very early iteration
of Steely Dan.
Okay,
yes,
that was not in the documentary. I'm going to challenge. Really?
Listen, I will stake my journalistic integrity on this on this fact. Yeah, are you Googling, Todd?
The gauntlet is down.
Okay. Conclusion. Chevy Chase was not a Steely Dan member. However, he used to play in the college band The Leather Canary together with Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, who
that
were
led
in
to Steely Dan.
Yeah.
So,
I'm right.
But Donald Fagen was awesome. Really had such an impactful voice in in all of that music. And they actually tried to interview him to be in this documentary. And he said some explicits and was like, I don't want to do it. This isn't yacht rock. I feel he thinks that people are making fun of it, and it's not. It's just finally giving it its lane and its voice. And Kenny Loggins and Toto.
Right.
And, oh, man, I loved Toto. Like, the good keys in the beginning of the music.
He had a song, I think it was called The Nightfly. Great song. And I don't think people are making fun of them. Maybe some yacht rock people are, you know, not cool or whatever, but not the actual music that inspired it, I don't think.
No,
people
not at all. It's really great music.
So, all right, before we get out of here, we have a very special happy birthday. Your very good friend introduced me to you, actually. Yeah, Kristen. Mm-hmm. Kristen has not been on the show for a long time because she was running for office.
Oh, I know who she is.
Yes.
And Dr. now I'm
Kristen.
Too shy to approach her. I feel like she's a celebrity now.
You should be.
I know. Yeah. I am.
She's on a different level. She's like a different human being, right?
What's your point,
Todd?
she does love being interviewed.
She's great. She's so much fun. Todd's giving me a hard time.
She's an open book and loves to talk about anything with anyone, and one of the kindest humans that I know. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly is celebrating a birthday today. So
do we want to sing to her?
Yeah, we
sure,
do.
Let's do it.
Okay, you guys start.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
She brought me a yoga mat that somehow disappeared from the studio. And some kind of juice that had placenta in it, which was repulsive.
Okay, well,
and
thanks for joining us tonight.
That's where I exit.
I would like to thank everybody for being on the show. Heather Heil.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Kevin and...
yes, there you go.
He joined us last minute. I forget his name.
Yep.
It's a great... the Anthropo Comedy Tour. Check it out. And who else was on the show?
Hot Todd? Frosty.
Todd was here.
Hot Toddy.
moniker.
There we go.
All right. And the lovable producer, Conrad, will be back tomorrow night. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for your texts and calls. Always more fun when you guys are part of the show. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Todd. Have a great night. Good night, Wisconsin.
Forget how you made that so clear. I keep forgetting.
Radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers joins us for some Tuesday Tangents with Luke and also a What's Worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.